This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, here it is, 7 after the hour. Another week has gone by. Here we are to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of April 19th to the 23rd, as we're two-thirds of the way through the month. The ladies from the DJV program and me, Doug Steffen, here to go through the story. So we have that twist as part of the countdown show. Jennifer Horn is here, also from KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria Keelan is here, also from the shores of Jersey. You can see her and Snooki running up and down the beach together every week.
That would be so awesome. Where's the beach?
Where's the beach? Jay Kirshner will be running up and down the beach with her baby Mac, which is a bit, and he is a Big Mac, too, isn't he?
He is 10 months old and wearing 18-month clothing.
Good luck to you on that one. Okay, so the story list, the people list, I'm just going to go through them on the people side. Number 10, Walter Mondale, because he passed away, presidential candidate. You know how many people don't even know who he was? It's pretty shocking, again, the back...
A lifetime ago for a lot of people.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but it's still historical. He was a historical, he was an important historical factor in America for a number of years. It would seem we ought to at least have learned something about him in history classes or U.S. Civics. Kamala Harris, number 9. Let's see here. Kim Potter, number 8. Who's... Kim Potter was involved.
The police officer who was
in the office.
Shot
that's
Dante,
right, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Thought she was reaching for a taser.
Right. Donald Trump is at 7. Dr. Fauci is at 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. So tired of her. Joe Biden, 4. Makia Bryant and LeBron James at 3. Maxine Waters and Judge Peter Kaye seem to be tied for number 2. And Derek Chauvin, obviously, with a reference to George Floyd and that whole case, number 1. That is the number 1 item of the week in terms of stories, news talk radio, focusing more on the trial, the results of the trial, the end of the trial. And at this point, we can relate all of the names, the people names, to the stories. But is there anything left to say about the Chauvin trial? Is there anything left to say about the verdict? As it's the situation.
Well, I think the biggest story of the week, obviously, is a guilty verdict. I mean, for
right, yeah,
we're going to be fair.
Well, what else is there
here
to say? Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think there's a lot to say. There's okay. the reaction of joy at first, and now a lot of people, I think, who are looking at this politically saying, well, this is just not enough. You know, even though the system worked here, it's not enough. That's one thing. Is there going to be an appeal?
There's got
to
be more.
That's what the AOC and that ilk have come out and said, that it doesn't matter that it's a guilty verdict, that it's not enough. And I almost feel like, and I know this is really deep and twisted, but tell me what you guys think. And this is, I swear, this is looking at both teams here. You had a bunch of Democrats who are on the far left who were almost disappointed that there was a guilty verdict because they couldn't run around saying that the justice system is broken and that it was almost disappointing. And then you had Republicans, a group on the right, who almost seemed disappointed as well because they almost feel like having American cities
violence.
Burn. Well, yeah, having American cities burn is really good for campaign season.
Right.
So what are we doing here? And this is kind of the point that I've been trying to make, and I know people, you know, I don't think it makes me sound empathetic. In fact, I feel like it's one of the most empathetic positions you can take. We have to stop politicizing this. We have to take each of these cases individually.
Good luck stopping the politicization of everything.
But we have to let go of this idea of systemic racism, and let's start focusing one by one on how we can make things better, because that's the only way forward if we want to stop scaring the hell out of police and out of entire communities of people. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
So then the fact that the mural of George Floyd was defaced with a racial slur seems to represent the fact that people are not learning the lessons here. Is that an accurate thing?
I think there's a lot of anger from the fringe. You have people who are defacing pictures who are trying to use inflammatory language, obviously. And on the same token, if you look at the rules for white people entering George Floyd Square, that feels pretty discriminatory too. I mean, it's enough. It's enough already. It's exhausting. I know that things have shifted and the messaging and the critical race theory that's going on with a generation of people now. I get it. But when I was growing up, equality was what we all were striving for. Now that we've achieved equality, now it has to be about equity. And I think moving the goalposts constantly is just causing anger on both sides.
I get tired of it. That's what I'm saying. What else do you say? Okay, you found a lot of things to talk about, but they're exhausting, especially when people are concerned about their health and their well-being.
I think it's been a heavy week. I don't know. That's what I'm telling people on my show. I feel like it's been another one of those heavy weeks. I mean, there's
a lot of anxiety.
We're not getting off. Yeah, and we're not getting off easy these days. I mean, the news cycle is like a ceiling fan, so we're covering a lot of stuff. But there's certain weeks that feel heavier than others, and I think certainly this was one of those weeks.
Well,
and,
it leads
you know,
to
and
more.
The other course of conversation is their appeal. You know, your number two person on the list is Maxine Waters and Judge Peter Cahill. Judge Peter Cahill, who was the judge in Derek Chauvin's case, said to the defense, Maxine Waters is giving you a reason to file for an appeal on this because she's intimidating a pool of jurors. So now, is there going to be an appeal allowed? Should there be? Probably not. There was nothing wrong with the trial, but outside influences could have impacted.
And I want to weigh in here on this for a political statement. Maxine Waters has been around way too long, number one. She's been a big mouth, big blabbermouth, big problem, big noisy, she's a jerk. She has been for decades. And so she pulls another stunt like this. She's been talking like this. She's been screwing things up for years and years and years and years. And yet the Democrats failed to censor her. They were happy to do the same, and I don't usually go down this road, but they were all happy to go after Trump for some of the stuff that he did, which may have made some sense, but not going after her shows what a bunch of phony balonies they really are. In this circumstance, this woman is a disgrace to her party, a disgrace to her family, a disgrace to the country, and yet she pulls the same stuff over and over and over and over again.
Well, if people keep voting for her, then, I mean, there are a lot of people that I think are just disgraces in public service.
She's one of the best
voting for them, then, what can
you
do? That's democracy at work, right?
Yeah.
She's part of the system, and, in California, people vote for brand names. And this is, this is one of the risks that you take. You have a lot of people who are uneducated voters, and they go down the list and they say, oh, this name, I can tell you.
Yeah,
I like this name. I'll vote for this name.
Yeah, sure,
I know
her. Yeah, right.
It's a brand name. It's like going into a store and looking for a brand you're familiar with.
Speaking of California, a quick moment on the Downey gas leak. I had forgotten to talk about that earlier, even though it's not in the top 10. But the evacuation, the scary stuff. And my son, who called me yesterday to talk about it, said there's another great representation of how wonderfully well the infrastructure in California is taken care of thanks to our leaders. Now, that's a statement
what
for
happens?
My son to
I don't
say
know
that.
What the story is.
Okay,
what
well, here you go. Jennifer, help yourself.
Yeah, and he's right. The infrastructure is crumbling, and that's why there's room. I mean, we've been talking about infrastructure on a federal level. That's why I think the Biden administration's making a big mistake. They could go to real infrastructure projects like this one, and you'd have everybody, Democrats and Republicans,
everybody
on
board.
The problem is the infrastructure project is coming, that only 5% to 7% are going to roads, bridges, water capturing systems, gas, everything else is for pet projects. So there was a gas leak in a town called Downey, which is a suburb of Los Angeles, on Thursday, which had prompted evacuations. There was an emergency notification sent to cell phones. I live in Los Angeles. I got one, and I was probably 40 miles away from Downey when it came through, so everybody's cell phone went off.
Did this come from a plant or from, like houses had leaks?
No, this was in a neighborhood. It was unintentionally sent to those smartphones beyond the immediate area, so that made news that system didn't work. But it was a damaged gas line that was reported and was caused by a third-party contractor.
Not taken care of, 40 years old. Well, but the stuff is all, that stuff on the ground is 40, 50 years old.
Well, don't forget, right kind of a little bit closer to where I live, my day job is in the San Fernando Valley, and there's a community called Porter Ranch. And it got national attention a few years ago. Porter Florida ranch had a natural gas leak for years. People were getting nosebleeds, headaches, having all these health problems. And the city kept going in and saying, oh, yeah, we got it fixed. And then people were still getting sick and sick and sick. And it was this ongoing thing. There was a mass exodus out of this community. They're just now starting to rebuild and put in new homes and housing developments.
I've had a natural gas leak for years, and nobody pays attention
to
that.
Okay.
So here's something. maybe that'll be one of the memorable moments of the hour. One of our friends at one of the radio stations that carries the program just sent me a note and said, this is the funniest thing I've heard in eons. The news cycle is like a ceiling fan.
It is. And thank you, sir.
Brilliant. Okay. All right, here we are at 16 past the hour. More stories, more focus on the News Talk the sort of central core conversations of this week. Continue here.
Weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest is a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
At the hour now on the DJV overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week. Story number three is about gun violence. I noticed the murder rate numbers have gone up dramatically since all these protests began. Are they one and the same? Is there a connection? Apparently there is, according to one study. Anyway, I don't know. It seems a stretch, but I don't know that it's much of a stretch. I guess I could see the correlation.
If you push back policing, I think that's kind of the point. If you dig into the survey,
so then what does places, if you don't the police? There needs to be reorganization. But let's say you don't want to do that. Then what's your suggestion? What's your fix to the problem? You've got to have some order. You have to have police.
About?
The police. The problem of violence and people being shot on every corner, all over the place. Look at this guy in Colorado that shot up the supermarket last month. He's got 54 counts of murder and other complaints against him. Wouldn't you think somebody look at that and say, I don't want to...
Was a good cop with a gun.
Right, but I don't know. What are we... You know, we've become a police state. The SWAT cars and trucks are all over the place, everywhere. We give, with this violence, the police a reason for wanting more of these tools and the toys, like the big SWAT cars and the guns on this. Look like country looks like a war zone. And what are we doing to ourselves? I guess that's, I asked that question, it's sort of rhetorical, because it's time for us to have a word or two from your local station at 21 after the hour.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
And 529.21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Twenty-three at the hour now here on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. My way of training the ladies. You see, I've had to run a radio school here for a number of years. When I bring in the new folks, I have to kind of get into the mode of what we do and how we do it here on the DJV program. And one of the things is to be sweet and kind and to get along. And that's kind of what we have here. Everybody gets along, even though we don't necessarily agree. And so with that in mind, we go to the trending box, finding out where the listeners are, because that's why we're doing this, because we want to attract a large listening audience. And it comes with the quality of the conversation, the content of the conversation, and then your response. So there's some good, pretty interesting fan comments about, first of all, the rookie officer who shot the teenager with a knife. So what are people saying about that, Jay?
Tommy Rhodes insists that instead of blaming the police officer, when will we start blaming parents? Where were the parents?
Well, why do we have to blame anybody?
What
do we
here?
Blaming people doesn't fix the problem.
Yeah, but it's asking the question, though. I think so. A perfect example of this is the outrage over the officer who shot Adam Toledo, the 13-year-old who was out on the street 3 o'clock in the morning with a known gang member walking with a gun, and there was a report of shots fired. The police roll up. They don't know how old this kid is. They tell him to put his hands up, and finally he tosses a gun and puts his hands up. The officer had 8/10 of a second to make a decision. He shot the person. Now, the question is whether or not the officer is a racist or doing that. The officer acted within his training. It's 3 a.m., a shots fired call, somebody in an alley with a gun. Of course, that's what the officer is going to do. The question is, where is the kid's family? At 13 years old, why are we letting a kid walk around in a gang with a gun? Why isn't that part of the conversation? But to answer your question about this lady, there's new information out about Micaiah Bryant, who I guess was in foster care. And this argument with the knife stemmed from who was going to clean the house. Can you imagine that? That's what it was all about.
She lost her life because of that. It's just ridiculous.
Well, and
there's no doubt. Yeah, she was very, when you watch the video, she was very close to stabbing somebody else. There's no doubt that the police officer, in my mind at least, this is just my opinion, that the police officer definitely saved the woman who was in pink about to be stabbed. But my question still remains, did Micaiah have to be stabbed or shot?
Right.
Any other way? Is there any other training that could have been done? And we don't see the entire video of everything that happened. I mean, we might see we would see clips and we see what happened directly leading up to that point. But were there any other options? Were there any opportunities that a police officer was closer?
Did you guys hear the neighbors speak out? The neighbor said there was nothing else. The police came up. He had a split second to react before that lady was getting stabbed in the face and the throat. And so the neighbor's like, the police did everything right. There was no other choice.
Has anybody commented on the guy who kicked the woman who was on the ground in, like, the forefront of that video clip?
I don't know. I didn't watch the video. I can't.
All I'm thinking about is when I was a kid watching the old westerns, The Range Rider and Lawman, they would have, in an instant, they shoot the bad guy in the hand or the arm, and they don't shoot him in the head.
There was no time for that. There was no time for that. And the thing is that if you, first of all, if you try to aim for that in that split second, you're going to probably end up shooting someone else. Don't forget, the girl had her knife. The girl had the knife in the face, and sometimes, to answer that question, the taser or trying to shoot in the leg or the arm, it doesn't stop the act. The job of the police is to neutralize the person.
Why do not all of these things that get so much publicity put people off instead of putting people off from doing these sorts of things? It seems we get more people doing them. Why, when the police show up and they shoot somebody and they kill them, why, you're certainly getting plenty of publicity, why doesn't that have some impact on people who would be likely to do the same thing?
That's a great question, and yeah, that's a good question, but I don't know.
I mean, the officer, as he got out of the thing, the officer got out of the car and said, drop the knife, drop the knife, drop the knife, and she wouldn't back
off. And he even
off.
Says, get down before.
Down,
before
down. Shooting. I mean, he's like, yeah. Shooting yeah. and nothing.
All right, another question you can respond to at DJV show is whether masks ought to be required when you're outdoors. All that.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As Washington wrestles with the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, Representative Claudia Tenney, the Republican from New York, tells Fox News the Democrats' plan is better for lawyers than Americans that need the policing the most.
We actually need better policing in many cases, but we also need the police to do the job that they're tasked to do as law enforcement. And often when you have bureaucrats and government officials and legislators like in Congress trying to interfere with the ability of police to do their job,
the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act of 2021 is a civil rights and police reform bill. President Biden pledges to cut U.S. greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030 at a virtual summit he hosted with 40-plus world leaders Thursday. But Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, the Republican from Washington and the top Republican on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, said the United States is already leading the world in reducing emissions. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Power grab or taxation without representation? Washington politicians fight each other on statehood for D.C.
It's the second time in as many years that the lower chamber passed a D.C. statehood bill, this time by a vote of 216 to 208. Next, the bill is likely to get a committee hearing in the Senate, but the Democratic-backed proposal needs 10 Republicans to support it for the bill to receive a floor vote. The House Oversight Committee approved the bill earlier this month. Those who favor D.C. statehood say the district has 700,000 residents, which is more than both Wyoming and Vermont, yet they're not represented with voting members in Congress. Opponents argue that the bill is a power grab since the district is largely Democratic. If the Senate passed the bill, it would head to President Joe Biden, who has already indicated he would sign it. A letter from 22 Republican state attorneys general to Biden earlier this month said the U.S. Constitution gives Congress authority over Washington, D.C., and that the only way to grant it statehood would be to pass a constitutional amendment. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
New York City Councilman Brad Lander, who crusaded against reckless drivers and pushed a law that lets the city seize their cars, has been caught speeding in school zones around the Big Apple 8 times in the past 5 years. City records show Lander's lead foot led to tickets against him for going more than 10 miles an hour over the speed limit in every borough except Staten Island since June of 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back into our overview of this week's charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Each week they have 10 stories they consider to be the top items of discussion and also a list of people, 10 people that are on the top of our minds when it comes to conversation. And we publish them also, or we post them at DJV Show and on our Facebook page, so you can see them there or at talkers.com. So we get to number 4 this week. Dr. Fauci's number 6 on the people list. We were on the DJV program thinking that he has worn out his welcome a little bit because he went off last weekend, and this is something we talked about earlier in the week, him saying that gun violence was a public health problem.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So COVID, the vaccines, the variants, the stats, number 4 this week, the new clinical study showing that the J&J vaccine is about 66% effective against moderate to severe cases of COVID, and that includes the variants. So then we look at the Pfizer, and we look at the Moderna vaccines as to how they may be against the variants that are beginning to pop their head up here and there, And it looks like, wasn't
that
it Pfizer that said this week we'd have
right?
to be get another shot next year? You have to get a booster every year.
Correct. But the your first question, though, and I don't know the answer to this, but Pfizer and Moderna, have any studies come out showing how those vaccines are against the variants?
Yes, the Pfizer. Well, the Pfizer one, I don't know about Moderna, but I remember seeing something this week about Pfizer, and that's what prompted me to say what I just did. They don't know. They've looked at it, and they don't know, but they suspect that because there are these variants that continue, the mutations continue. It doesn't make any difference. We have had this whole spell for the last year plus of a variant of something that not first appeared, but was around in 2008 and 2009. SARS was a COVID problem the same as this is.
It was a coronavirus, right.
Right, yeah. So we didn't ever have any vaccine for that, and it just went away. So there are those who argue, well, how do we know that wouldn't have been the case here? We just got so frothy in looking at this thing, and the world, because in my mind, this is my theory, that the news media and certain groups of people like the drug industry whipped us into a frenzy so that we would be afraid, we'd be easy to manage, and we'd all go get a shot, or we'd all wear masks. So
that's what we've done. I think two things can be true at the same time. I think that this is much more contagious than SARS and MERS. So while it's presenting the same, it's more contagious. I don't even know about the deadly rate because I don't think SARS and MERS were great, but I do, and that may be true.
Yeah, they weren't with the numbers here. But then again, you can argue about the numbers because maybe the numbers were inflated.
Right. It also stayed more isolated. It was in certain parts of the world. So I think that's number one. But I also think you see a lot of opportunists, whether it's the government in growing itself, because that's what the government wants to do, or pharma, big pharma companies who say, hey, we can make some money off of this. Let's go. I mean, there was a lot of opportunity in COVID for people.
Not a lot of transparency either. Frankly,
I think that's why it went from 2 weeks to flatten the curve to like a year, and what do we have left? You know, I think that's kind of it.
Look at your local restaurant. Anyway, what's the status as we are at the end of the week here of the J&J vaccine? Is it still on pause?
Still on pause, yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. Here or everywhere?
I believe it's got the approval to start up again in Europe, but I don't know if it's actually being distributed yet, but it might start next week. And in the U.S., there's still the committee. I don't know if the committee has made a ruling yet.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as a side note, as a throw-in, because I think it's a real-life example, for people who want to push towards socialized medicine in this country, healthcare, Medicare for all, the Bernie Sanders crowd, take a look at the vaccine rollout. And take a look at how America has done compared to Canada and compared to Europe. And you will see why private medicine is the way to go. It is much faster. Europe and Canada have completely struggled trying to roll out the vaccine. And so when people are curious as to, you know, this sounds great, here's a reason why it's
not so great.
Not.
All right, so just to sort of put a cap on this, the contractor that was tapped to make the vaccine for J&J apparently failed to appropriately investigate the cross-contamination issues that ruined a lot of the doses. Remember last month how many they had to chuck?
Millions, right?
Yeah.
This gives me so much concern about the J&J vaccine. This one was developed a lot faster than Pfizer and Moderna.
But they say use the old technique. That's what their argument is to that, what you're saying.
Right, Victoria. But, you know, J&J approached Pfizer and Moderna and wanted to have them do an analysis of the vaccine, and Pfizer and Moderna, for whatever reason, both said that they didn't want anything to do with it. And then now Emergent, this company that makes all of the vaccines, they actually produce them in this facility that is a disaster. People are untrained. People aren't doing the right protocols.
Well, they just hired everybody.
Cleanliness.
Anybody can come through the door, they get them a job. So what about the AstraZeneca?
Well, the
Where does AstraZeneca come in on all this? That hasn't even been used in America yet. Yet it's being produced in Baltimore. You don't think so?
I don't think so, no.
President of Mexico took it this week.
Yeah, he got AstraZeneca.
Okay.
Yeah. They stopped using it in Europe and a lot of specific people. And I don't know. Mm-hmm. The blood clot thing seems to, And I don't even know if it's just that. It might be. There has to be something else because Germany's very efficient with, you know, they've been, you know, with their rollout and everything. And they were the first ones to put a halt on this in anyone over the age of 65, which was kind of suspect. And then they took it away from other groups. I don't know. I don't think that we need AstraZeneca at this point. Right now, we've got more supply of the vaccine than we have.
Right now, this week, it seems to be. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, number five is the economy and what's going on. Travel certainly is ticking up. And so with that, people, I know I'm going on a trip this weekend. Planes are all full. It's pretty much the same as it was. There aren't as many planes flying to as many places, but the planes that are flying are pretty full. So is that a sign? It's a school vacation week. A lot of people have been out and about here. That was another ridiculous situation. The schools just reopen and they close them down again for school vacation. I mean, that's, I guess, a separate story. The easing of regulations so that the economy can sort of go back to being what it was. And I don't know, you know, are we ever going to get back there? A lot of people still don't have jobs. A lot of people are collecting. And what was it? McDonald's in Florida is giving a $50 bonus if you come in and apply for a job because they can't find people. You know, that kind of stuff. You see more and more of that.
A lot of people are making more money at home within.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What a ridiculous.
In certain sectors, yes. Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
True.
Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous. Do you hear the story about the Florida couple that had a wedding? They couldn't find a venue. So the husband-to-be said, well, I know this great place, and it won't cost us anything. So they go in his neighborhood. It's a big mansion. It wasn't theirs. The people that owned it weren't home.
That's awesome. They squatted.
Yeah.
They broke in and had a wedding there?
Yeah. And then the owner showed up. So there's a little word to the
first
wise.
Time home in months, and look what's happening.
Right? Right, exactly. I hope they got the photos at least. That would have been beautiful. Yeah.
Focus on our relationships with China, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, North Korea. It's all number 8 this week on the Talk Radio Review, courtesy of the ladies that are on the DJV program with me. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. We continue in a moment.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. If you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. All right, 44 after the hour now on our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for this week. The situation with our friends, put that in quotation mark, around the world, The Chinese are doing their usual with, well, I'm not sure we can. They do so much every week, I don't know how you keep track of it. I noticed the Russians say they're going to end the exercises on the Eastern Front there in Ukraine. They're going to, the soldiers that are there are going back to their barracks. There are 80,000 troops. I don't know that the news media here paid much attention to that. And that's, you know, where they've been in and out of the Crimea because the Russian leaders like the Red Sea and they want to go
vacation.
Yeah, right, exactly. So whenever the Ukrainians get a little, they get a little tough or a little howdy, the Russians sends their military, ships and troops and aircraft to conduct exercises on the Ukrainian border. So anyway,
This was also a test of Biden and a test of Europe, and you know,
it's usual.
I think Jen had mentioned earlier, you know, a couple months ago that this is the Chinese and the Russians do this for every new administration. They start testing the new president.
Right, exactly. All right, you know, we haven't talked much about North Korea of late. What is Little Fatty? Is he still, you know, there's the usual
Little
saber?
Fatty's dead.
No one knows.
Yeah. And you know, the sister's been doing stuff, and the little bit that we do see, she's the only one out there.
I wouldn't have put it past her, what do you know of her, to kill
COVID
him off herself.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be even worse than him,
mm-hmm.
which is not great. Yeah.
Right. All right. One of the other things that we have not, number 10 is sort of a focus on the space program a bit, with the Mars helicopter taking flight earlier in the week. But then SpaceX brought, was it, four new astronauts up to the space
NASA
station?
NASA astronauts,
And
they
used
the recycled rocket to do it, and it worked, so good for them. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Very cool.
We have not talked about the border situation. That's sort of taking a second
seat to
all of it.
Neither has the Biden administration.
No.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. So, let's ignore that and talk about something else. Let's ignore our biggest first failure. Yeah. Right. Whoops.
Trump. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Okay.
Well, because it's true. And this, you know, because I'm apolitical, I don't really. What
You're
are you
apolitical?
I am apolitical.
You are not. You're an anarchist, is what you are.
Well,
God.
I know, but I mean,
I'm
not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm not into this because it's a Republican thing or a Democratic thing, or I don't do because Trump did it, or because Biden did it. But really and truly, as objective as I can be looking at this, this was a complete F up on the part of they don't know. I'm convinced they still don't know what they're doing. They just reacted and said, okay, we're going to go back to the way it was before, not knowing how you really couldn't go back to the way it was before because so much has changed in the past 4 years. At least Trump acknowledged that and kind of worked around the problem, or his people did to a point. It may have not, you know, it may have created problems in other areas.
Well,
but
the thing that everyone has said, oh, you have to address where, the countries that are creating the problems that are then creating the migrants coming here. Well, that's exactly what Biden's approach is, and that's why that's exactly what Kamala Harris
That may be down
is.
There in those countries, but when we talk about the existence of the problem that is on the border.
Overnight. Well, here's the thing, though. Trump had already made it. I mean, as much as he got heat for being an isolationist and racist and all the things that they called him, he had a deal in place with Mexico. He had a deal in place with Guatemala, with Honduras, with El Salvador. He had agreements in place with all of them. The Biden administration came in and tore them up. The reason it's taking so long to get those meetings is because those countries' leaders are ticked at Biden. Mexico's president calls Biden a migrant president. The president, I think it was, of Honduras, wouldn't even take the phone call or take the meeting with Joe Biden because he felt insulted that Biden ripped up the agreement that they had with the United States. So, yes, of course the idea is to meet with these countries, but how dumb. They put themselves at a huge deficit going in and just ripping up all the previous administration's policies.
10 minutes before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart a birth certificate, and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Time now at 54 after the hour to get into car talk, or the car thing, with Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com. He is an expert on cars and things. Did you see that? Speaking about that, car thing is some sort of a Spotify deal that's supposed to fill up your car with all kinds of audio, talk, entertainment, music, news, all that sort of thing. Is that what do you? That's just a way to sell their stuff, right? Is there anything really new to that? And what do you? There's sort of an ancillary conversation that goes with that. What about the audio systems that are in cars today? I like, you know, I can hear well. Doesn't have, I mean, how much better can it get?
No, it can get better.
It can?
What's his name? Elliot Shiner, the guy that did the system for, I think, Smashing Pumpkins. He did their, produced their album, and also Steely Dan.
Yeah.
He now designs Acura systems.
Really?
Very good. Yeah.
Wow.
Very clever.
All right. All right. So you're, I was at the Ford dealership locally here yesterday, trying to find a truck, and I noticed there was a strange looking car out in front. So I walked around and looked at it. It had a Mustang emblem on it, but it didn't look any more like a Mustang or the Mustangs I'm used to than my bicycle looks like a Mustang. So what the heck are these? What are these things that have the Mustang label on them? What is this?
Well, it is the marquee, and I will tell you that Ford said they designed it as a Mustang from the ground up when they very first started making it, but this has been a bone of contention with Mustang people right from the very beginning.
Yeah, Mustang.
It's called a Mustang. It's an SUV. It's all electric, but Mustang people say it's not a Mustang.
Nah,
nah. But it does perform like a Mustang, just without the V8 and the sound. Which may be what a Mustang is all about.
Pretty much, yeah. Right, long hood. That sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, well,
it does
anyway.
Have great speed.
You ordered one, good. The one of the new ones,
yes.
Though, right? Didn't you?
I ordered the GT, which Monday orders actually start producing the GT, and I'm in two minds about whether to take delivery of it. But Monday is the day they
These
start
days,
orders.
Most people don't order cars. Used to be, I remember ordering a car, going to the dealer and saying, I want this option, I want that, this, and this. But now there's so much stock. I know I'm talking about this Ford dealership run by a friend of mine. There are hundreds of cars there, and trucks, and pretty much every color you could want, various ages, 4 or 5 years old to today. And people want to see what they're buying for the most part. Is that what has changed? You know, I wonder about ordering.
Yeah, it's always been like that in America, actually, until now. And now we have this horrible chip shortage. Mm-hmm. You're better off actually ordering your vehicle because you're actually better off getting your vehicle from the factory rather than turning up at a dealership and just hoping they have what you want.
Really? So is that what is going on? People are ordering. They go to the sit down with the salesman. They go through the colors and the options. I remember how much fun that was when I was a kid. You know, you go through. I thought it was great fun. Here's what you can get. And I've been with some people that ordered cars. I have a friend who ordered one and it took... I don't know, two, three. Well, there was somebody who ordered a Bronco, and they're not going to get it till next year. But ordering, what does it normally take? If you do order a car, you decide you don't need one today, how long does it take to get a new one normally?
If the vehicle's already out, about 3 months, but a lot of people are ordering them as they're announced, and then they're taking delivery of it about 6 months later. And I'll tell you, it's the way to do it because you get them as they hit the lot when they're first out.
Right, okay. Interesting advice from Nick Miles, who is our auto...
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.